This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Global tensions continue to mount over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic maintaining the seizure was a reciprocal move. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Saturday he had a long conversation about the situation with Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, and it appears the seizure is in retaliation for Britain's detaining an Iranian tanker in Gibraltar.
And it's clear from talking to him and also statements made by Iran that they see this as a tit-for-tat situation following Grace One being detained in Gibraltar. Nothing could be further from the truth.
2 weeks ago, authorities in Gibraltar detained an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude. Britain maintains the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. For much of the United States, it's hot, even dangerously hot, but while many are searching for refuge inside, some folks are enjoying the outdoors, AP's Julie Walker reports.
From Texas to Maine, people are sweating it out. The National Weather Service is warning of temperatures in the high 90s and heat indexes surpassing 100. But that's not stopping folks here in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, like Ellis Schaefer, from getting out and getting exercise.
It's bad, but it's summer in New York. July and August are not always that much fun.
Experts are urging people to limit time outside and drink lots of water. Julie Walker, New York.
15 people were killed and another 15 were seriously injured following an explosion at a gasification plant in China's central Hunan province. State-run television said the blast occurred around 5:50 local time Friday in an air separation unit. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno in the capital of Quito as he continues his Latin American trip that so far has been dominated by the growing threat of terrorism in the Western Hemisphere. Pompeo was joined by several ministers from Latin American nations on Friday for talks on counterterrorism. He said solidarity between countries is the antidote to the threat of terror. Pompeo's three-day Latin American visit also takes him to Ecuador, Mexico City, and San Salvador, where he will seek cooperation on security issues, reinforce U.S. commitment to human rights and democracy, and expand economic opportunities for citizens. Venezuela is also expected to be an important topic during Pompeo's trip. On Friday, the State Department announced sanctions against four more officials in the government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Celebrations are in full swing across the country for the 50th anniversary of humanity's first footsteps on another world. Apollo 11's Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon July 20, 1969. Armstrong was the first one out, proclaiming it's one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. At NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, cars were backed up for miles Saturday morning outside the visitor complex. In Armstrong's hometown in Ohio, runners competed in the Run to the Moon races. William Harris is the president of the NASA Space Center in Houston.
Well, to me, the legacy of Apollo 11 and that achievement is we can do anything if we put our minds to it, that through science and engineering, we can solve remarkable problems, achieve incredible things beyond our wildest imagination.
Vice President Mike Pence paid tribute to the Apollo 11 crew, saying at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida that they did more than win the space race. They brought together our nation, and for one brief moment, all the people of the world were truly one.
Two, one.
Engine turboprop and flight.
And liftoff. 50 years.
U.S., Italian, and Russian astronauts blasted off into space Saturday in a launch that coincided with the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing. Alexander Skvortsov of the Russian space agency Roscosmos, NASA's Andrew Morgan, and Luca Parmitano of the European Space Agency will travel to the International Space Station. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.